Good morning. I'm Valerie Dahl, and I live in Baxter with my husband, Steve. Once upon a time in the land of Illinois, a woman in labor on Labor Day delivered a baby girl. That was my entrance into a Bible-believing, church-attending family, which is such a blessing. When I was five, I prayed with my Sunday school teacher, asking Jesus to forgive my sins and come into my heart. When almost 17 and working at a Christian summer camp, I got to know a staff guy who later became my husband, Steve. The blessing of having a spouse who shares my faith is immeasurable. We have four children who married and all together gave us 9 grandchildren, and so far, 4 great-grandchildren. In this world, where there are so many conflicting messages, evil and deceit, our faith remains in the words of the Bible as reliable truth. We are privileged to be able to trust God through life's joys, hardships, and challenges, both small and large. We can all celebrate the fact that we can pray about anything at any time, knowing that God hears our prayers. We have no idea from how many trials or difficulties God has protected us. Sometimes it seems to me that he allows things to enter our lives to show us his care as he takes us through them. In March of 2019, Steve and I were in Florida enjoying a week-long two-condo reunion with my siblings and their spouses. Some of us were walking to pick up some newly arrived pickleball paddles, and we decided to try them out. I had never played pickleball, but was having a good time and appreciating Jay's enthusiastic encouragement. Good shot, Valerie, and nice serve. I was running to pick up balls near the back fence when Jay called out, "I have a ball here." So I quickly changed direction, and with that force on my foot, the bottom of my shoe stuck firmly to the court. I rotated, but my foot did not. I was aware that my left ankle was likely sprained. I felt levitated for a moment and then landed on my back and then my head. With no arm pain yet, I looked at my left arm curiously because the line from my elbow to my palm was no longer straight. God provided so much help as this situation developed. A woman from 3 courts beyond ours came over when she saw me on the ground. She said, "I'm an emergency room nurse. Can you take off your rings?" And then she fitted a makeshift splint out of pickleball paddles and shirts. Other strangers brought a pillow for under my head and a bag of ice for on my arm. God also provided the companionship of Steve and my sister Joyce, who followed the ambulance to the hospital, a walking boot for my broken ankle, tests that showed no serious damage to my head, and the doctor working on my wrist who decided to try to line up the bones rather than performing immediate surgery. The doctor fit my fingers into a suspended finger trap which held my fingers as he forcefully pulled down on my arm. X-rays showed that had, temporarily, lined up the bones. After they put on my cast, I thought I'd be leaving. But a different doctor came in and said, "With 22 steps up to both condos, I can't release you until physical therapy can make sure you can safely do stairs." Unfortunately, it's Friday after 5, they're gone, and they don't see new patients over the weekend, so you'll be here till Monday. That was a major disappointment, so the family and I were praying. And PT came on Saturday morning, and had me do stairs and okayed my release. A while later, walking with the cane, I rejoined the reunion. Thank you, Lord. Additional help from God included the following. My loving sisters, who took me to the local resale shop to find clothes that could be cut to fit over my boot and arm cast. There was much laughter coming from the fitting room as I was helped into and out of options. A safe trip home, complete with a temporary handicapped sticker for the car and handicapped accessible hotel rooms. Stephen, who showed wonderful patience and so much loving kindness during my weeks of significant limitations. He was my hero, helpmeet, and servant. a successful wrist surgery in Minnesota, and a wonderful physical therapist close to home. After one of my PT appointments, my therapist said, "This was our last appointment together." I was dismayed and walked across the waiting room feeling bereft because I wasn't yet fully healed and I'd no longer have her help. However, before I even reached the exit door, God brought to mind the verse from Psalm 21, "My help comes from the Lord who made heaven and earth." How kind it was for God to remind me of those words at that exact moment. Our God is such a personal God and always sees our needs. There are plenty of hard things that I wouldn't ask for, but I know that God sees and loves me, and his power is limitless. He has carried me through hard things, he will again, and he will carry me all the way home. No matter what life holds, Corrie Ten Boom advises, you can trust an unknown future to a known God. Thank you, Lord.